Gulf cartel gunman injure 3-year-old boy during attack in Mexico near Texas border. By Cartel Chronicles on December 20, 2023. A group of Gulf cartel gunmen critically injured a 3-year-old boy during an attack where they killed his father. The attack comes as the Gulf cartel and its rivals, the Cartel del Noreste faction of Los Zetas, have been engaged in a fierce turf war to control the capital of the border state of Tamaulipas. The attack took place on Monday afternoon in the Miguel Alemán neighborhood of Ciudad Victoria, Tamaulipas. According to information provided to Breitbart Texas by law enforcement sources, 29-year-old Raúl Alfonso Montelongo González and his 3-year-old son were in a Nissan Altima with Coahuila license plates as they headed to a local convenience store. A group of gunmen in a Lincoln SUV pulled up alongside and began shooting. During the attack, the gunman killed Montelongo and critically injured the young boy, as a .38 super bullet went into his chest and exited out of his back. After the attack, the gunman fled the scene and left their vehicle a few blocks away. Inside, authorities found a .38 super pistol believed to be the murder weapon. The young boy is currently in a local hospital in Ciudad Victoria. However, his future remains uncertain since government officials have cut or lowered the funding to local government hospitals, leading to a shortage of medications. Law enforcement sources revealed to Breitbart Texas that Montelongo is believed to be a member of the Cartel del Noreste faction of Los Zetas. The gunmen behind the attack are believed to be part of the Gulf Cartel. Both criminal organizations have been behind several attacks and murders in recent weeks as they fight for control of the city and various parts of Tamaulipas. Editor's note, Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City and the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and their original Spanish. This article was written by Francisco Morales from Tamaulipas.